and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines. Governance expert calls for finalizing of all electoral process bills. Calabar says the passing of the tobacco control bill is the darkest for Zambia. In international headlines, military strikes, gang massacre in Nigeria, kill around 100 civilians. And in sports, Fars pays glowing tribute to late veteran football commentator Leonard Chibasa. And now the news in detail. Governance expert Noel Chisebe has called on parliamentarians to ensure that all bills enacted regarding the electoral processes are finalized. Speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News, Dr. Chisebe has stated that some of the bills are situational, as the country has a new electoral process, and for it to work well, there are other bylaws that need to be assented to. Dr. Chisebe has advised that other bills that are not an emergency but of national interest can still be looked into by the next parliament that will be formed.
We are deducted from serious bills that are to do with implementation and the electoral laws, and the other bills that are to do with making education free. But there are still other laws that are to do with the electoral process, because the whole system in terms of electoral process has changed because of the system that has just been introduced in the electoral process of Zambia. Meaning, there are a lot of bills that need to change. The government is aware of serious bills that need to go through before the closing of parliament. And the other bills, whichever government will come, they may wish to have them done, because it's not the end of the world. After 13th August, we'll have another parliament, and any other bills that are of national interest, they will still need to be looked into. That is, if it will not be done by Friday.
The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has reviewed the Persons with Disabilities Amendment Bill 2026, and it states that while ZAFOD welcomes engagements on governance reforms, it also cautions that the proposed changes to the board compose risk weakening representation of people with disabilities, accountability, and the rights-based foundations established under the Persons with Disabilities Act 2012. ZAFOD Federal Director Justin Vakali says, under the 2012 Act, the board of the agency was deliberately structured to ensure broad representation of persons with disabilities across disability categories, gender, and youth, reflecting the principle of nothing about them without them. Mr. Vakali says the Amendment Bill 2026, however, proposes a significantly reduced board, including only one representative of organizations of persons with disabilities, which risks tokenism and exclusion of diverse lived experiences. He says ZAFOD is further concerned that the proposed board composition dilutes a clear rights-based oversight function despite Zambia's constitutional and international obligations. He says disability governance must be anchored in human rights, participation, and lived experience, not convenience or administrative efficiency. Citizens First CF President Harry Calabar has described the passing of the Tobacco Control Bill 2026 by Parliament as the darkest period for Zambia's tobacco industry. He has appealed to President Hage Ndehijilema not to assent to the legislation, warning that its consequences would devastate farmers, retailers, and the wider economy. Mr. Kalaba says the bill threatens to dismantle livelihoods in rural communities where tobacco farming is the main source of income. He argues that the law imposes restrictions without offering a structured transition plan, leaving thousands of families vulnerable to income instability. Mr. Kalaba further says many companies have scaled back their purchase this season, with only a few still buying because they anticipated the bill becoming law. Western Province presidential campaign team has called on political parties and citizens to uphold peace, love and unity before, during and after the August 13 elections. Speaking in a statement, Western Province presidential campaign team media coordinator Spooky Mlemwa urged political parties to conduct peaceful and issue-based campaigns, as well as caution their supporters against engaging in acts capable of disturbing the country's peace. Mr. Mlemwa says Zambia has enjoyed a peaceful political environment over the past 5 years.
This is because the Republican president abhors and detests cadarism and thuggery, which he immediately banned when he assumed office in 2021. It's crystal clear that citizens want the peaceful environment and serenity of the last 5 years to continue, so that President Hichilema continues with his development agenda that has significantly improved citizens' welfare. It is for these reasons we are calling upon all political parties and their supporters, as well as the general citizenry, to observe peace, love and unity before, during and after elections slated for August 13.
Meanwhile, the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, has cautioned media houses to report facts carefully after reports claimed the party did not appear before the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. The warning follows an incident in Lusaka where 100 UPPZ members slated for verification at Nakatindi Hall were reportedly redirected to Mulungushi Conference Center, causing confusion. UPPZ leader Charles Chanda says the misdirection caused confusion and led some outlets to say the party had failed to appear before ECZ officials. He has since praised the ECZ for acting quickly to correct the situation.
We have a lot of people that are negative about ECZ. They've been spreading a lot of negativity about the unpreparedness and inability by ECZ to run free and fair elections. They are showing us that they can do it. If you, the media people, especially those of you in the opposition, were celebrating over, according to you, the failure of UPPZ, how do you think as CC and the president of UPPZ, who has been coming second to the ruling party, would fail to raise 1,000 supporters? I think it's a joke of the year. It was an administrative issue which was rectified and corrected.
We take a break.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
The Nigerian military and the bandit gangs it is fighting has killed around 100 civilians Sunday in one of the bloodiest single days of the country's conflict against armed groups, sources across the country have told the AFP. The Nigerian military killed at least 72 people, many of them civilians, in an airstrike on a crowded market in the northwestern state of Zamfara.